Hare Krishna. What you're hearing, I think, is snow falling off the roof. I hope it's not the roof falling off the building. And we're still here in our leadership retreat. It's a really wonderful experience. Yesterday was our first full day, and we began with a icebreaker, which was a very nice icebreaker that consisted of devotees, each on a piece of paper, well, breaking up into groups of eight, and then writing down their three sort of qualities, unique qualities, distinctive characteristics, and then one trait or event in their life that other people didn't necessarily know, and then they had to also draw a picture which represented them. Didn't necessarily have to be a human form, but some type of representation. So I wrote my three main qualities or characteristic traits as having headaches often, that being very favorable disposed towards samosas, and I can't remember what the third one was, probably having a bad memory. And my distinctive characteristic was that someone had recently stolen my teddy bear. Not that I travel around with it or use it or anything, but it had been with my mother, and one devotee had taken it and usurped it. And my picture was a danda. And that was easily recognizable. And then what had to happen is that once we, in our group, talked about our own or discussed these own traits, then from there we went back all together into the plenary, and devotees pulled names and or at least numbers, because all of us were numbered, and then they had to enact or explain who they were, and everyone else had to guess those. So in this way people found out about what we considered to be interesting qualities and what was some special event in our lives. And it really was quite educational. We learned a lot about devotees. Then in the afternoon, we began our, which goes on all day today, and morning tomorrow, we began our discussing the different points, debate points that devotees had proposed already prior to us getting together. And there were interesting points, such as should women be or not be Diksha Gurus? Is our dress and cultural presentation, namely dhoti, tilak, and sikha, outdated and no longer relevant to modern preaching? How to strike the balance between sadhana and service and other family responsibilities? Should we try to get back all devotees who have left the movement at all cost or not? So I'm just sort of paraphrasing what they are, but there are very good themes, and devotees are breaking up into groups, so they broke up into groups of three. Each subject will be debated for 20 minutes by two groups of three, the pro and the con. And so there'll be the thesis, the antithesis, and tomorrow, after things have been argued, then they'll get together and have to come forward with a synthesis, if there is such a synthesis. And the real purpose of this seminar is to get everyone closer to Srila Prabhupada. And so our whole theme is continuing Srila Prabhupada's legacy. And all of these debates and analyzing these issues is to get devotees to study Srila Prabhupada's books and words on a particular theme together, sadhu sangha, not individually, but here doing it as in groups, discuss it amongst themselves and then ultimately argue it. So it's very nice. It's as Srila Prabhupada said, to study my books from all angles of vision. And here devotees are really studying things from different angles of vision. And yesterday morning and this morning we saw videos of Srila Prabhupada giving lecture in New Vrindavan, 1974, 40 years back. And we also had some discussion on those. So it's intense. Really looking forward to seeing those debates. And of course they're going to be in Hungarian, so it's a shame that we won't be able to hear directly what the debates are. We will record them in Hungarian, and of course Hungarian devotees will be able to hear. Once again, back to this theme, maintaining Srila Prabhupada's legacy. And I've spoken about that quite a bit in the past, but here I think that point is really coming across to the devotees, how important it is to understand Srila Prabhupada, how to understand how Srila Prabhupada wanted things, to recognize that this is the way forward for those who want to both advance in Krishna consciousness and be successful in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. We need to be true to Srila Prabhupada, and it's a wonderful proposal, inspiration. It's a wonderful thing to want to do, being faithful to His divine grace. And certainly it's something that when we try to do, then we get Krishna's mercy, lots of Krishna's mercy, and that's certainly something that we want. This is first-off event from my feeling of judging the pulse of how devotees are really enjoying it, the richness, thickness of the atmosphere, the good harmony that's there amongst the devotees, a unique type of harmony. We're away from issues, we're away from temples. Devotees are really chanting and hearing all day long together. There's no one else, there's nothing else. The only thing there is Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada's teachings, and trying to understand them according to our own ability and discuss them. And it's good. It's a good bhav. Let's see how it goes. There's still quite a ways to go in terms of the rest of the meeting, but I expect it to be extremely successful. And it's busy. We're really busy from morning till night, and especially with devotees wanting feedback on their stance, pro and con, on different issues. I've been up to late at night, devotees wanting to know, well, how do you present this, and what's our stand on that, and where do you get reference to this, and what did Srila Prabhupada say about such a topic? Really, really refreshing break and refreshing interaction from devotees whose main habit by dint of their service is discussing different managerial issues and really having relationships based more on that than anything else. Anyway, it's time to go, and Hare Krishna.